Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Diabetics, my personal podcast show. And today's guest is someone who's never been on here before. Finally, it's Lizzie. And Brayden couldn't get on. So it's a lot different than it was last time. And yes, for anyone who's wondering, we did meet at Camp Hendon. Which, again, is where I met all my diabetic friends. So, Lizzie, this is going to be something I ask everyone who, like, it's the first time they've gotten on. What is, like, the worst instance of a diabetic stereotype that's ever happened to you?
There's never been really a bad one. But, like, just people coming up to me and saying, hey, can I have something, like, because I'll have, like, something sugary, and they'll ask me, and I'm like, no. And then they'll be like, why? You can't have it. You have diabetes. And I was just kind of like, it was sad.
Oh, I know. That's the worst. And mine is basically, like, people asking, are you diabetic? Because you don't look diabetic. But the one you said is pretty bad. So, one time, this kid brought Skittles to class, and I just ran out of juice, which is what I normally have for my blood sugar.
Yeah.
And my mom couldn't bring any in. So I was like, hey, can I have some of that? My blood sugar's really low. And he's like, you're diabetic, you can't have this. And it got me so angry. And the teacher actually saw what was happening and made him give me some. So it actually did turn out all right, but it's still just kind of annoying.
Wait, I'm going to send you something.
All right.
Can you
get
me in, okay?
Okay.
All right. There you go.
Talking to this morning?
One of my friends.
Well, how nice.
That's funny.
Stab, stab.
Yeah. Ooh. I just found out that the podcast is, you can now hear it on Radio Republic.
What's Radio Republic?
I don't know, but some people listen to it, otherwise I wouldn't be able to get on there. Alright, so like I was saying, it's pretty annoying when people like think you can't have anything just because you're diabetic. That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
It's just pretty annoying when people know you, like, you can have stuff like that, and they know that you can have stuff, sugary stuff, but, like, they still continue to, like, tease you about it. Like, when you ask them for something, they're like, no, you can't have that. But, like, they know you can. It's just annoying. Like, I know people like that.
Yeah. I know a few people who just, they're just stupid. And they think that just because I'm diabetic, there's a lot of things I can and can't do. Oh, and the other day, my great-grandma, who I'm, like, really lucky to have because she is starting to get not in good health.
Yeah, same.
But the thing is, she can remember just about anything from, like, her long-term memory, but her short term is going. But one of my favorite things is she knows how to play a card game called Rook. And she will beat you so bad every time.
Even if you know how to play, like, still?
Oh, no. I consider myself to be a pretty good player. Obviously, I'm not good, but I'm pretty good. But the other day, we were about to start a game, and she saw my Dexcom poking out of my shirt. She's like, what's that? And grabbed onto it and started pulling. She's like, oh, sorry. I thought that was something that was on you. And it hurts so bad.
I bet. Oh, my God.
And Dexcom was still working fine after it, which is good, but...
My bun just failed. That'll take a while.
The sensor failed or the transmitter failed?
The sensor failed.
Hey, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Did you have the G4?
No, I had the... the first time I got the Dexcom, I got the G6.
Lucky. Because with the G4, I don't know why. I don't think there ever was a G5.
I thought Maggie had a G5.
Oh, she does. Yeah. I always had G4. And I skipped over G5 to G6.
Like, is the G6 better than the G4?
Definitely. Because G4, you had to check your blood sugar every 2 hours and put it in to make sure it was working right. Well, it was wrong about probably like 20% of the time. It was still wrong.
Yeah, like, the G6, it could be wrong, but usually it's right. So, like, but when my sugar gets low, I still check it because sometimes it says I'm low, but I'm not. And, yeah.
Well, sometimes when that happens, I still check my sugar just to be sure. But I usually don't. And, no, but the G4, I mean, it was nice to have, but, like, if it said my blood sugar was low in the middle of the night, my mom would take my bag up and still check it. Which is why I'm so happy to have G6, where you don't have to ever check it.
Are you a deep sleeper?
It depends. If I've just, like, if I've slept for over 8 hours, then I'll wake up pretty easily. But if I've only slept for, like, 2 hours, it takes freight train to wake me up.
OMG. Maria's, like, the deepest sleeper I've ever met. She will not wake up with crap.
Oh, my little sister.
It takes us 30 minutes at camp to get her up. She's bad.
My little sister will not get up. Just, like, she may be awake, but she just doesn't want to listen.
It, like, I'm a deep sleeper, but I can wake up easily. It just depends. Like, if I don't sleep for 3 days straight, then I'll just, it takes a lot to wake me up. But, like, if I just, like, I don't know how to explain it.
If you have been sleeping every night and you sleep for a long time, you're probably going to wake up pretty easily. I saw this thing and it said, isn't it weird how even though, if you go to sleep really early and wake up, like, let's say you go to sleep at 8 and wake up at 8, you're still going to be really sleepy because you overslept. But if you were to go to sleep at, like, 9 and wake up at 6, which that's about, like, the perfect amount of sleep, you're still going to be tired.
I usually go to bed at, like, 11 and then wake up at 9.
During school, I usually go to sleep at about 12 and wake up at 6. Even though I'm supposed to go to sleep at 9.
This year, I'm going to go to bed at 9, but wake up at 5. Because I got to get on the bus at 6, and it's going to take me an hour to get ready.
Oh, you know the stupidest thing? I got a school system.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, we're both really tired. We're doing this extra early just so we can go ahead and have it out of the way. Our schools know, like, they even teach this in high school, but whenever you're a teenager, you have certain hormones in your body that mess up your circadian rhythm, basically what time you go to sleep and what time you wake up.
Yeah.
Basically, it makes you go to sleep later and wake up later. And the school knows this, but they're like, nope, we're making you wake up anyway because that's not going to change anything except for make you more tired. Because it used to be that, like, it was, like, a 2-hour difference. Like, the little kids, they'd wake up at probably, like, 6 and go to school, and it'd start at 8, all right? Then middle school, you would probably wake up at 8 and go to sleep, and, like, school would start at about 10. And then for high schoolers, it's probably about the same as elementary because your circadian rhythm is back on track. But, like, they would change middle school because of how messed up it is. But because school was like, no, we're over budget, we're going to save gas. Even though they could just ask the government for more money.
Well, like, this, like, I know we're not talking about this, but this, like, reminds me of something. So I was looking up something the other day, and I looked up, like, what age girls stop growing, and they stop growing around 14 or 15, depending on, like, when puberty hit for you. And I'm like,
so you keep growing until you're about, like, I think it's, like, 18 is when you stop growing.
I thought, no, like, it says that girls start growing at 14 or 15, but, like, they fully develop by 18. Like, their body just, like, develops to their adult body by 18.
Yeah.
And then guys start growing at 16 or 17.
Oh, you know what's really stupid? People say, oh, marijuana is a gateway drug. And the reason I bring this up, I'll tell you in a second. But in all reality, marijuana is not even addictive itself. And it's not going to lead you to take more drugs. But it can be bad for you if your brain isn't fully developed. But if it's fully developed and you, like, maybe smoke it once or twice a day, it's going to be fine. And it can actually be good for your mental health. And actually, I'm not even joking. For diabetics, it can keep your, like, heart rate down and help your blood sugar to steady.
Like, I don't get how I got diabetes, honestly. Like, on my dad's side of the family, no one has freaking diabetes. But, like, on my mom's side, like, people have diabetes, but it's not type 1. Like, they have, they're either a pre-diabetic.
Someone in your family has to have it.
I know, but there's no one in my freaking family that has it that I know of that's still alive.
Oh, my great, great, great grandfather, or I don't know, it's either 3 greats or 4 greats, but I know he was one of those. He had type 1 diabetes, or that's what everybody thinks he had, because his blood sugar would go low and high. You know, it could have been type 2, even though he was very thin, so it was probably type 1. And I think the gene, because there's a certain gene that gets passed down from generation to generation, and it basically will, like, if some certain things will trigger it. Because for me, I'm not joking, it's because I had too many vaccines. Because so many, like, new viruses were introduced into my body, and my immune system was fighting them off. So a bunch of hormones were introduced into my body, which triggered the gene that gave me diabetes. That's what the doctors think. It's what my mom thinks. It's what I think. Although we can't be 100% for sure.
I was diagnosed with diabetes really early in my life. 18 months old. I was a year and 6 months old, so I was a year and a half old, and, like, my sugar was, like, off the charts when I got diagnosed. Like,
mine was, too.
It was over, like, 800, I think.
I don't remember what mine was.
And, like, I was thirsty, and I was really dehydrated all the time, and it sucked.
Oh, I remember. Very clearly in my mind, I remember that the night. That, like, we went to the hospital. I went to our kitchen, and we had some 2 liters out. I don't remember what it was, but I drank, like, a full 2 liter just by myself because I was so thirsty. So my mom, because I'd been showing, like, odd signs during school, and I was like, we probably need to go to the hospital. Or we actually went to the doctor's office first, and they were like, you probably need to go to the hospital. There's a few different things this could be. You probably need to get checked out. We went there. They checked my blood sugar. And it was super high. I don't remember what it was. And the doctor's like, he has diabetes. Just, I don't remember his exact words. But because I was only 4 years old. it's weird how I remember so many different things.
I remember everything past 3 years old, but I don't remember anything before.
Because your body doesn't start developing memories until you're three.
But I do remember a lot of stuff like that. I remember the last time I had a seizure. It was a couple of years, not a couple of years ago, about 7, 8 years ago. I was like 5 or 6, I don't know.
Oh, but you know those giant teddy bears? Like, people yes. get for their boyfriend, girlfriend on Valentine's Day? This one girl, she thought I was, like, gonna actually die from diabetes, and she got me one of those, and she was so sad. Yeah, and I got scared because I didn't think that anything was gonna happen, but after that, I got scared. It's just terrible.
It's a terrible thing to have, people.
Yeah. Like, honestly, the thing is, diabetes, you can live with it. If you do things right and you have medicine, you can live with it. Now, stuff like cancer, stuff like that, if you have it, there's like a 90% chance that you're going to die. Obviously, I don't know how true that is. But
like, honestly, I can't even imagine a life without diabetes. Like, because I've lived with it almost my entire life. So I'm just kind of like, you know.
I don't know.
Like, I could do it, but they would just...
Like, I guarantee if they were to find, like, something that would help with diabetes, we would, like, before we ate, we'd be like, all right, what's my blood sugar? Oh, wait. Like, or we'd be like, how many carbs? Like, it's just... You get in this routine of trying to figure out carbs.
I get
looking at your blood sugar.
Like, I get in the routine of I eat normal stuff every day. Like, I've eaten McDonald's so much that I just know how many carbs to put in. I just know.
Oh, yeah, Lizzie. You know what's funny? Yesterday, me and Brayden, we started, like, naming YouTube channels that we like. And what's funny is I bet that, like, one of two things is going to happen if they hear this podcast, which it's kind of unlikely because we just started. They could actually either copyright us for using the name, or they can do nothing because we're giving them free advertisement. I hope it's the second one, but you never
Why
know.
Why would that be copyright?
Well, because we're using their YouTube channel, and we're saying things that happened in there.
Well, that's stupid. But, oh, I shouldn't say anything, never mind.
But, so, something funny that happened is, I just forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, yeah. So, you know how we were talking about dogs. Before we got on this call, we were on a different one, and we started talking about dogs a bunch.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things that I already told the story has ever happened with my dog is, I think it's been probably a year. My dog and my little sister's dog, we were going camping. We're obviously not going to leave them at home. And so we took them with us. And my dog slept in the tent with me. And that night, my mom came into the tent to check on me. I don't remember exactly why. And then my dog started standing over me, very protective. Like, my mom was going to hurt me. And I think that is so cute.
The cutest thing my dog has ever done was almost attack a UPS driver.
Oh, my little sister's dog will chase cars and trucks. You can scream at her and, like, tell her to stop, but she'll keep on chasing them.
I have a really
But my dog...
story.
All right, hang on. Can I just finish this? My dog, if he starts chasing a car and you just say no, he'll just stop in his tracks. Because he's kind of a, like, a crybaby, pretty much. We put a shock collar on him, and it was on, like, one of the lowest things it could be. And he started whining and crying, and, like, he would not get up. He would not move. So now he's scared. But you said you had a story?
Okay, so I have two cats and two dogs. And yeah. One of my dogs can go out without a leash because he's really old and he doesn't like to run away. But anyways, our cats are inside cats. Like, they've never been outside their entire lives. And one of my cats got out the door. And then, like, he was out there for about 2 hours. And I finally spotted him. And I told my brother to hold the dog because my cat was trying to run away from me. And Buddy takes off running after the UPS driver. And I have a cat in my hand. And then my old dog, and then, like, the oldest dog we have, he starts walking into the neighbor's yard. So I have to grab him and I throw him back inside. And I have to chase after Buddy because he's, like, 10 houses down. Chase a UPS driver. And it was so... I was so tired.
My God. Bad. I mean, like, when our dog chases trucks or cars, I mean, she will maybe go, like, 100 feet at the very most. And then, as, like, once she starts getting kind of tired, she'll turn around and start running back. And one of our dogs, my little sister's dog, she is one of the fastest dogs I've ever seen. She will run 30 miles an hour, not even going her top speed. And it is awesome. I swear, she looks like a cheetah when she runs. While my dog, we say he's got the heart because he will run as fast and as hard as he can, trying to keep up. He can't. His max speed is probably about 15, 16. But, like, he will keep on going. So, when he tries to chase the truck with my little sister's dog, which, again, is hard for him because he cannot do anything, he will, again, keep on going, but he will get tired in about 15 feet.
Hey, Joseph.
Yeah?
I don't know if this is ruining the podcast, but I gotta go.
That's fine. The podcast is already 22 minutes.
All right.
That'll be good enough. Usually the episodes are longer, but we'll have to cut this one short. All right, well, hopefully you'll tune in next time. Hopefully it won't just be Brain and me, like it was the first two episodes.
I'll try.
See you later.
Bye.